Welcome in my good friend Joe Sukrah joining us on behalf of Hope Embraced. Joe, it's that time of the year. You're bringing a jacket into the studio with you in the morning.
That's right. Yeah. We've gone through the season of turning the air conditioner on in the afternoon. Of course, the heater's on in the morning when you're driving. And bring the jacket with you and shed it later. And, yeah. It's a great time of year, though.
Amen. The change in seasons is always an interesting time of the year. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to look at some of the bigger things in our life.
Right. Yeah. I have never, and I've heard other people say, never seen the colors so beautiful in the fall as what we have this year.
Yeah, that's really good this year. Have you noticed that as well?
Yes. Yeah, just every time I'm driving down the highway, I just feel so blessed. And I can appreciate artists. Mm-hmm. You know, I've enjoyed taking pictures, and I can capture the beauty with a camera. But I always appreciate those who can take a brush and paint something, you know, as beautiful as what I can take a picture of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that beauty all originated from one source.
And I was going to say, who was the original artist?
The creator with his brush to see the colors that he puts in the sky and on our trees. And you know, we live in a wonderful world, but it's a world that's being pretty torn at this point.
It is. Indeed it
and
is.
And so I go back to our name, Hope Embraced. And we have to have a hope that we embrace and that embraces us.
Now, Joel, for folks that haven't heard us talk before and haven't had a chance to meet you or the crew with Hope Embraced, give us the Reader's Digest. What is Hope Embraced?
Well, Hope Embraced is formerly Youth for Christ. Youth for Christ been around for quite a number of years, since the 1940s. But youth ministry. We've done ministry with young moms and young parents. We do jail ministry. Spent 2.5 hours in jail yesterday. And
they let you out, I'm thankful.
They did, finally. Sometimes I get stuck a little longer than I plan. But, you know, excuse me. There are times when you read about somebody being arrested and you think, what a terrible person that is. And then sometimes we end up being in a room with them, and we get to hear their story and share with them. And you realize, you know, God loves them too.
Amen.
And God is a God of second chances.
Sometimes even more than
second
chances. 18, 20, could go on.
There's a VeggieTales, and some of you are probably familiar with VeggieTales, but it's called The God of Second Chances, and it's the story of Jonah. And I just started reading in my Bible this morning the book of Jonah.
Oh, what a coincidence.
And thinking about those second chances. And when we sit in a room with an inmate, and, you know, sometimes I just challenge them to go back in their past. And where did you start making some of these choices that got you to where you are now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was behind that? What were you trying to gain from those choices? And sometimes you find out there's stuff in their background. Could have been a learning disability, and they just they were losing out in the classroom. And in order to keep from being found out for being what others might call stupid, they start to act out. And that draws attention away from a learning disability. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that acting out, they start getting in trouble, and one thing leads to another. And I talked to somebody this week that, their trouble started when they were 3 years old.
Mm.
And they had some pretty serious mental diagnosis. I hadn't heard of diagnosing three-year-olds with such serious mental diagnosis. But just going back to some of the harsh treatment that this individual has gone through his childhood, and I said, you know, there's a reason why you are trying to get help with anger management. There's a reason why that anger is there, and I think we need to get to the root of that anger if we're going to find a way to deal with it.
Now, Joe, if folks want to learn more about Hope Embraced, by chance, volunteer with Hope Embraced, engage in some of the ministry we've talked about, or donate time, talent, or treasure, how can they learn more and by chance get in contact with you directly?
I would say the best thing is just give me a call. We can have a visit. My number is 308-530-1273. And was enjoying listening to the major that was just on, and we've had the privilege of partnering with the Salvation Army
and cool.
many different avenues, and just want to say how much I appreciate their ministry as well.
Blessed to have them in the community and the nation, that's
yes.
for sure.
Yes.
Joe, as always, it's good to see you in the studio, my friend. Appreciate all the great work that you have done for a number of years on behalf of Hope Embraced and continue to do for our community.
Okay. And one thing I want to close with, don't forget to vote.
Absolutely. It's that time of the year, isn't it?
That's right.
Always good to see you in the studio, Joe.
Good to see you.